Hello, it's Wednesday, October 26th, and you're listening to Wing TV and MP3. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Today, we are very excited because we have Colonel Joe Hart on with us, and he's going to tell you some really important information that you're not hearing on your mainstream media or from your government or from your doctor or from your pharmaceutical company. Colonel Joe's website is www.coljoe.com. Colonel Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to it.
We know that you worked for Martin Marietta for 18 years after 26 years in the Air Force. And I believe you told me that you also worked for Lockheed Martin. So you are quite qualified in doing the scientific research, which you present on your website. You make some pretty big claims there. Let me just start.
Sure. You know, there is no training for people to do research, which didn't come as too big a surprise because most of the people in the medical and scientific field, they didn't find what I found when I did my research.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say. Okay.
You
call this substance oxalic acid. You say it's the magic bullet. I would like to know what it is and why you call it that.
It kills cancer cells, it kills virus and bacteria, and it cleans arteries. It will unclog arteries. The manner in which it does that, it decalcifies the calcium that's in the plaque. It clogs the arteries.
Okay, and in case somebody didn't hear that again, please describe what this is, oxalic acid, and also the name of your book and how people can read that.
Okay. The first item, oxalic acid, it's spelled O-X-A-L-I-C, and A-L, and you would pronounce the gal's name Sally.
Uh-huh.
So it's oxalic acid. And it happens to be an acid that has been in the earth since creation. It comes out of the crust of the earth. And, of course, it then comes up through the vegetation, and that's how we get it. It's in many, many foods that we eat and drink. For instance, all of the foods they tell you to eat, they're good cancer fighters, are high in oxalic acid. And that was designed that way by the Creator.
Okay.
So, it's in the blood of all warm-blooded mammals, so it has to be available all over the earth. And the plants that it's the highest in are weeds. Now, what better place to put it than weeds? Because weeds
are everywhere.
Go all over the face of the earth. And boy, you can't kill them. I've been trying to kill them for a long time. Now, that acid, oxalic acid, is a normal blood-borne chemical in the blood of all humans. My research revealed that its mean value in the blood of humans is 288 micrograms. For every 100 milliliters of blood, which is about a third of a cup of blood, and it's in the anhydrous form, which is pure acid, no other liquids but the acid.
Okay, Colonel Joe.
Paralyze its power.
Colonel Joe, let's quickly go through these blockers, okay? You say that there are
items that diminish the acid or completely take it out of your body. There are five major ones. The first one is citric acid, and if you ever start reading the ingredients and everything you eat or drink, you're going to find they're putting it in everything. It's a great preservative, keeps the colors bright, and enhances the flavor. Problem with citric acid is you do not need to take it orally. If you need it, your body produces it. Your body would produce it to flush excess acids or an undesirable acid out of your body.
Now, Joe, are you saying then that people don't need to drink something like, say, orange juice? Because I think a lot of people would disagree with you if that's what you're saying.
Well, they would disagree only if they believe that citric acid is vitamin C. Citric acid is not vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is.
Well, is drinking orange
things.
Is drinking orange juice one of the things you
one that you do not need. If you need it, your body produces it. And for those who wonder if my research was in depth, it is produced in your body in what's called the Krebs cycle. And it's, as I say, it's produced to flush excess or undesirable acids out of your blood. And one of those that very much controls is oxalic acid,
Okay, what about calcium? You say we should avoid dairy products. Why?
Calcium inhibits the absorption of this acid. And the reason you avoid dairy products is, number one, cow's milk was not meant for humans. It was meant for the calves. Problem with it, it has an excess amount of calcium over the other minerals required to make bone material. That excess calcium blocks the absorption of oxalic acid.
Okay.
And that excess calcium, by the way, is what blocks a lot of your arteries.
What about women with osteoporosis?
What about that?
Don't they need more calcium?
Oh, yeah, but even the free calcium doesn't do them any good. Osteoporosis, you need calcium combined with all the other minerals that would make bone material.
Okay, what about electromagnetic waves?
Oh, the electromagnetic fields, that decomposes the oxalic acid, breaks it down. The molecule of oxalic acid has two carbon contents. And when you get in an electric magnetic field, it alters those and decomposes the acid. It'll do it in your body. Example, breast cancer and lung cancer kills more women than anything else. Combine them. Where is a microwave usually? On a countertop, under a cabinet, or in a stack over an oven.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the biggest users?
Women, yeah.
I'll bet you if you go stand by one, you'll find pretty close to breast high for most women.
Yeah. Now, Joe, You're 84 years old, right? What do you attribute your longevity to, and what suggestions would you give to other people on how they can live a long, healthy life?
Well, boy, I think I owe my longevity to a lot of good luck.
Luck?
You know, I got shot down, spent a year as a prisoner of war, and I lived through that, and I was 6 years a test pilot in the Air Force, and I lived through that.
Yeah.
Other times, I don't know, maybe somebody was been sitting on my shoulder. But I do follow the diet, my own diet.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. You have a diet procedure on your website, and you have a diet that's in your book that goes into more depth. Tell people about what they can or should be eating.
Well, they can eat anything they want that, you know, doesn't have the citric acid in, number one. And they primarily, there's another food that you ought to stay away from it. One is the white meat of chicken, the breast of the chicken.
Now that's going to surprise a lot of people.
Vitamin B6 is a vitamin that the recommended daily allowance is only 2 to 4 milligrams. Well, you know, 2 milligrams, you can't see without a magnifying glass, yet they'll put 100 milligram and everything else in the food. Doctors tell people to take a 100 milligram B6 pill. Now, the primary function of B6 is clean the kidneys.
Right.
Well, if it's in excess in the kidney and the blood goes through there with oxalic acid in, the B6 will take the oxalic acid out of the blood.
Well, what about the diet of say, the old-time farmers that lived on a farm, raised their own food? So they're eating butter, they're eating whole milk, they're eating the red meat, eggs, and so forth. What kind of diet is that compared to what we have today in with fast food and processed food and so forth?
Well, let me tell you, you can eat the butter, and you can eat the eggs. What you have to stay away from is drinking the whole milk. You see, a lot of people say, oh, you take my dairy, but you take my eggs away.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, cows don't lay eggs. The only reason they're in where all the dairy products are is that's where people find them. That's where they put them. People go in a store looking for the eggs, and they ask, where are the dairy products?
Is skim milk bad,
that's
too?
That's why the store puts them by these.
Colonel Joe, is skim milk bad? What about skim milk?
Oh, skim milk is worse because it takes all the fat out. There's no calcium in butter. It's all butter fat. There's no calcium in fat.
People use cell phones everywhere we go.
Oh, if they're not shielded, they're bad news. They will cause brain cancer.
Because I see we live in a college town here, And it seems like every single kid walking down the street now has their eyes down to the sidewalk because they're looking at the numbers on their cell phone, or else they have the cell phone, it seems like, surgically attached to their ear. This can't be good in the future for them, can it?
No, and if you look at the statistics today, you will find more and more young people are getting cancer. That did not happen in my time, in the greatest generation. That didn't happen. You know, I never heard the word cancer until after I got back from the Great War. It was like in 1950 before I ever started hearing the word cancer.
You said tap water is bad, too.
Let me tell you, one of the biggest scams in the history of this country is the expression that smoking causes cancer, because it absolutely does not. Now, I discovered the scientific experiments they did with mice. And one of those, I could make the point, that the tar actually prevented some of the lung cancers.
What about the chemicals that they spray the tobacco with? Aren't they dangerous?
I don't know. They'd be dangerous only if they interfered with oxalic acid, and I have not found any of those chemicals in my research interfering with oxalic acid.
Because I've heard other people speak on this subject, and they say that it's not the tobacco itself that causes cancer. Because if you look at a lot of the Indians of old that smoked tobacco, they didn't get cancer. What it is all the chemicals and all the ingredients that they use to inside the cigarettes, and they spray on the paper. So that would be a good argument that that's what causes the cancer, don't you think?
Well, they'd have to show some connection. Like I said, there is nothing in the cigarettes that interferes with oxalic acid.
This is going to create a buzz. Right now, there's a big avian flu scare. We're getting told that we need to get the vaccine and we need to get flu shots.
That's crazy. I don't intend to. There is a mouth rinse in my book. The book is called The Heart Dietary Procedure Plan. And the mouth rinse, you take 300 milligrams of oxalic acid dihydrate, put it in a canning jar, and then pour 600 milliliters of boiling distilled water into that jar. When that mixture cools, you can use that as a mouth rinse.
Yeah.
It will kill any virus. It will kill smallpox.
Wow.
And it doesn't hurt you. A lot of people say, well, why can't I swallow it? Just take it that way. Well, you can swallow it. I did, and see what would happen.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I couldn't get out of the house for the rest of the day. I had to stay near the bathroom.
Now, there's a lot of articles out there talking about this avian bird flu, and they're saying it's a scam, and they're saying that this is something, yet again, that the government is going to use to either inoculate people or to somehow get them lined up for shots. What are your thoughts on the way the government could use a scare like this to get one over on the people?
Well, I don't pay much attention to all that. It probably is a fact, there probably is a strain of a virus. But like I say, a virus is a virus is a virus. And this oxalic acid will kill a virus, period. And it also kills bacteria. So, if you have enough oxalic acid in your blood, you don't have to worry about the avian flu.
How do people get oxalic acid?
How do they get it? They get it in their food.
Okay, other than that.
Well, I go and buy my oxalic acid dihydrate, and that's DI rather than DEE. Because in the dihydrate form, it's 75% to 25% water. That's how they get it in the crystalline form. Now, I go buy it at an industrial chemical dealer, probably about $4 a pound. You go to a pharmacy, you can get it.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Actually, about $25 a pound.
Well, Joe, what would be an example of one or two foods that would be high in this substance?
Oh, dark chocolate, the recent one they're talking all about, how great a cancer fighter dark chocolate is, and they're right. Chocolate is a very high source of oxalic acid.
What would be another example?
I beg your pardon?
What would be another food, another example?
Oh, carrots, beets, spinach.
Cheap red wine.
Any of the weeds, dandelion, pokeweed, all of those. any weed is high in oxalic acid.
You recommend people drinking cheap red wine. Why?
Well, because cheap red wine is made from Concord grapes, and Concord grapes are high in oxalic acid. By the way, the first miracle Christ performed was changing water to wine, red wine, not white wine.
Yeah. Now there's
many. Ask me, well, why is that? I don't know, but I do know when they talk about the healthy people in the Mediterranean, they talk about the Italians.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, a lot of, if you've ever been over in Europe, a lot of people understand the reason the Italians drink the red wine is because the French drink the white wine. The French drink the white because the Italians drink the red.
Now, there are a lot of people that have postulated in the past that the American Medical Association actually doesn't want a cure for cancer to be released because this would cut in on their racket then. What are your thoughts on the AMA?
Well, my thought, that's absolutely right. I'm trying my darndest to get this information out because my aim is to turn half of their beds in hospitals in northwest Arkansas into bed and breakfast and then have the doctors deliver their pizzas in Mercedes. If enough people will understand this oxalic acid and that it's natural, it comes out of the earth, into the foods that we and beverages that we eat and drink, the only thing that would happen to them in the future is they might fall and break bones, those kinds of things.
Okay,
but they sure will not die from cancer. You know, cancer is relatively simple. Our bodies are made up of trillions of cells. And every day we produce millions of cells because the body burns up cells for its energy. Just by talking, it's burning cells.
Uh-huh.
It provides the heat. The only problem is nobody is perfect.
Okay.
Everybody produces abnormal cells, some more than others. But if you have oxalic acid in your cells, in your blood, it takes those abnormal cells out of the blood. Now, if you don't get them out of the blood, they become what the professions call free radicals. A free radical is a cancer cell. The reason it's a radical, it'll grow anywhere.
Right.
It is not designed for any specific part of your body.
Let me ask you this, Colonel Joe. You said people who have received or are getting radiation should consider themselves contagious. What do you mean by this?
Oh, because it destroys their immune system, because it decomposes the oxalic acid in their blood. Many, many of those people who receive radiation treatment, they wind up, they go home, and they wind up in 2 weeks back in the hospital with a viral pneumonia, and they die because they can't kill the virus.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Joe,
that's why I tell them, I tell them, absolutely, get that family member in a room. Everybody wear a mask when they go in there. They eat up with throwaway dishes. They don't allow any children under 12 in there.
Very
many of the people who take radiation, they don't live because they die from pneumonia or other infections.
Yeah. Well, Joe, what battles have you had now with the government in relation to the patents that you have for your study, for your research?
Well, the biggest battle I have is the dumb. They don't want to listen. I'll give you an example. I have three patents. The one on virus, I sent to my representative and suggested he send it to the CDC for evaluation to kill the mad cow disease because that is caused by a virus, in spite of what everybody says. Well, he did. The CDC director answered him and said, well, congratulations on the patent and all, but mad cow disease is caused by a prion, spelled P-R-I-O-N. Mm-hmm. It is not caused by a bacteria or a virus. Well, the representative sent me a copy of that letter. I sent him back an answer and said, well, you just got the idiot treatment from the CDC director.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my research, in a book first published in 1954, it had in there the discovery of a protein infected by a virus. They proposed at that time to call it a viron, which is V-I rather than the P.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they changed it from the Biron to a Trion. Now, again, I believe they did that because they do not know how to kill a virus.
Let me ask you this now. Why is the scientific community keeping the information from the public when they have an obligation to alert them?
Well, they just don't know this. They're not taught this. You know, most of these doctors and the scientists today, in my opinion, they're taught from a base of evolution. Mm-hmm. Things are going to evolve. They don't look at the past. I went as far back as I could. I discovered that oxalic acid was first discovered in 50 AD.
Wow.
Now, you know, when I tell doctors they have this in their blood, they just, you know, they just smile and giggle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Joe, one last...
They died from cancer also.
Yeah. One last time, give everybody the name of your book and also your website so they can find more information about you.
Okay, name of the book is The Heart Dietary Procedure Plan.
Okay.
The website is www.ColonelJoe, one word, no space, ColJoe.com.
Very good.
It's not a professional website. It's put together by amateurs. I was ahead of that class.
Well, I found it very informative, and he's got a lot of information on there and a lot of testimonials, and he's adding to it. So, Colonel Joe, we're going to have you back on after we get the book and look through that. And we thank you.
Please do, because there's a lot of people out there who need help desperately.
Yes, we know.
But there is no cure for what, you know, especially the cancer and the virus. You know, all arthritis is caused by a virus. Now, there's something else the doctors don't tell people, and the reason they don't. People would then know, well, if it's a virus and all I'm getting treated for is pain.
Yeah, exactly.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, Joe,
this fancy medicine to treat arthritis is nothing more than a pain killer.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you for taking some time out of your date. We're looking forward to getting that book, and we'll give you a buzz and let you know what we think about it. We'll be back on Wing TV tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then. Take care, Colonel Joe.
I will. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.